It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With vaccines widely available, Colorado businesses are encouraging workers to come back to the office. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland talked with the building maintenance crews that never left.
Craig Johnson is the director of engineering operations in Denver with CBRE, a commercial real estate company. His team has been on site every day throughout the pandemic. They worked on preventative maintenance with buildings that are mostly empty. Now, Johnson says they could soon be back to dealing with the most common tenant issue, thermostat complaints.
The guy that's wearing a suit, tie, and everything, and he's just cooking in his office, and so he's turning it down, but then two doors down or the next one, there's a lady that's wearing a dress that is freezing now.
Johnson says people need to compromise and to remember that the office thermostat doesn't work like the one at home. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is suing the student loan provider that administers the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency is accused of not complying with a state law that requires consumer protection oversight. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser said the agency failed to turn over records related to how it handled loans during the pandemic. The state is in its second year of legalized sports betting, and it has approved 22 licenses for mobile operators to take online bets. While most bets have been made online, Colorado's director of gaming, Dan Hartman, says he expects in-person betting at casinos to grow.
Those numbers are rising as people get more comfortable getting out of the house and doing some of those other things and going back and enjoying gaming itself.
Currently, 16 operators have licenses to take sports bets inside casinos. Colorado has made more than $6 million in tax revenue, most of which will go to water projects starting this fall. Some of Colorado's most popular mountain roads are open for the season. Those include Independence Pass between Leadville and Aspen and Kebler Pass between Crested Butte and Paonia. The Mount Evans Highway is scheduled to open in early June. This is CPR News.